You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Last Thursday, it was a special night for a 27-year-old girl. Born in India, raised in Australia, Priya Sarau was crowned Miss Universe Australia. Has it sunk in, Priya? Welcome to SBS.
Thank you for having me. No, it definitely has not sunk in. I'm still exhausted and overwhelmed, if I'm completely honest. But I'm very excited as well. Yeah.
Tell us, what were the next 24 hours like?
So 10 minutes after the crown was put on my head, I had a press conference. And then I went to hang out with the other participants. So mm-hmm. we had a little kind of after party afterwards, which was really nice to have them all around me and supporting me. And I had an hour's worth of sleep. And I woke up in the morning to get my hair and makeup done. And I just did a whole kind of morning of press.
Wow.
Yeah.
And have the wishes poured in from all across?
Absolutely. So my parents have been getting calls from people they haven't heard in 15 years, from like Muscat, from Oman, from Dubai, from India. They're very proud, and my grandparents are very proud as well. So it's nice.
What does this whole crown mean to you now?
I think the crown presents an opportunity for me, to be honest. It's I get a platform because of it, and I get to communicate with people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I can talk and start conversations and about ideas that I care about and spread a message about things that I, you know, value.
Right. Okay. Mm. And people are so curious about you. They want to know your birth date, where were you born, what's your zodiac sign, what sport you play, what do you like to eat. So tell us something about yourself.
Well, I love hiking. Okay. Hiking is something I love doing on the weekends. I'll be at state parks, usually a couple of hours drive from Melbourne. Love spending a bit of time outside, which is a break from, you know, living and working in the suburbs or in the city. Mm-hmm. So that's something I like doing. What do I like eating? I love eating anything. Food is my favorite.
Do you eat Indian food at all?
Absolutely. Almost every day. So, yeah, rice, dals, curries, you name it. Yeah, I absolutely love food. And I like trying different kinds of food as well. Yeah.
And do you speak Hindi?
I speak Hindi, but very, very badly and with a very bad accent. But I understand Hindi very well. Yeah.
So tell us about your Indian family in Australia, you know?
Sure. So my parents, my mum's a teacher. Mm-hmm. My dad is a kind of driving instructor. Mm-hmm. My sister is currently an intern pharmacist. Mm-hmm. So very, very normal, very ordinary people, you know, just like me. You know, I work for the Victorian government, very, very ordinary public servant.
That's right. So I read it in an article where you said that when you were born in India, in mm-hmm. Secunderabad, mm-hmm. you moved to the Middle East before mm-hmm. you moved to Australia at the age of 11.
Yes.
It was a bit different when you came here. Was it awkward?
It was different. It was a bit awkward. Mm. So when I first started school, it was very, very new. Mm. People were talking about celebrities, like kids at 11 and 12, you know, they have a whole culture, you know, and they know of people and they know of things that I had no idea about. Mm. So it was a lot to learn. It was a bit overwhelming. But obviously at that age, you adapt pretty quickly and you grow. So you know, within a year, I think I kind of started learning and, mm-hmm. You know, developing the same kind of interests and learning about the celebrities and, yeah.
Tell us, give us one tip for a child who's just migrated from India, has started school here, you know. They would love to learn from your experience, you know. How did you go on about making friends?
I think I loved sport uh-huh. and I still love sport and that helps. Getting involved in kind of team sport. I think just, you know, playing team sport builds that camaraderie between you and the team, your teammates, regardless of what you look like, regardless of your accent. Mm. So I think that really helps. And, you know, and building that kind of, and being in a team is always like us against, you know, the other team. So
yes.
It's a good bonding. It's great bonding. It's a great way to kind of, yeah, come together.
That's right. And now does Australia feel home?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, Australia is definitely home. When I come to Melbourne after being overseas for months at a time, I just kind of sigh. It's a big sigh of relief, you know.
Phew, I'm home at last.
I'm home at last. And, you know, the coffee, I'm a big coffee girl. So, Melbourne is in my blood.
So you moved out of India at a very young age. Mm-hmm. How are you still connected with India?
Well, we used to visit quite often. Mm-hmm. I haven't been back in a while, though. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I used to watch Bollywood movies all the time. I grew up on those, and they make me who I am, really. You know, that was part of my experience growing up. And I think a lot of the cultural things, a lot of the in my family, we still kind of speak, you know, a mix of Hindi and Konkani and English at home. Mm-hmm. So even though I moved out of India at a young age, mm-hmm. it's culturally at home. I eat, you know, Indian food. You know, we speak in a weird mix of different languages. So it impacts me every day. It's who I am.
What's your favorite Indian thing to do? Eat, wear, or just the way you talk? What's your favorite thing that you identify with?
Like I said before, food is my favorite, mm-hmm. and Indian food in particular. And the one Indian food I absolutely love is palak paneer. I love palak paneer so much. I remember when we went to India back in, I think, 2010 or 2011, mm-hmm. almost every day for lunch we'd eat outside, and almost every day I'd get the same dish.
So palak paneer it is for you.
It's my favorite. It's
absolutely.
My favorite,
yeah. Let's get back to the beauty pageant, right? You will be representing Australia at the Miss Universe contest. Mm-hmm. How are you preparing, or are you preparing at all, or is it time, or what happens next?
So at the moment, I'm still kind of getting into things, mm-hmm. But I will start preparing properly in the next week or so, because I need to. So it's essentially just kind of exercise and building a routine around kind of eating healthy and exercising a lot more often, and preparing for the question and answer, so like learning a little bit more about kind of world issues and what my opinion is, and kind of how to phrase it in a very short, succinct way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is it tough than how it looks or it appears?
Oh my gosh.
It is?
It's so much harder.
Is it?
It's so much harder.
You have to tell us, how was it when you were preparing for the Miss Universe Australia?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I pretty much did very similar things. We were lucky enough to have sponsors, which really helped, because that's kind of important. And I love exercise and I love, like, you know, sport. So that helps. And also eating healthy. I mean, eating healthy, like I said, I love food. So I kind of didn't really eat all that healthy. I normally eat, you know, pretty big meals and stuff. So I kept doing that. Kept doing what I usually do. And that seemed to have worked for me. But I think I'd have to up the ante a little bit in the lead up to the internationals.
I have to tell our listeners, they can't see you right now, but she's beautiful. She's beautiful. She has a brilliant, radiant smile, lovely eyes. You have to tell us, you know, some of them would be very interested in knowing if you have a beauty regime and if you have something that you follow every single day.
I'm a pretty big fan of rosehip oil, mm-hmm. But I like to keep things quite minimal. Mm-hmm. I don't like too much on my skin in particular. Usually when I go out, I put a bit of blush. I love blush. Mm-hmm. Blush is my favorite. And other than that, not too much. Or a bit of mascara and blush, and then that's about it.
Yeah.
But usually, like, clean skin is
what
I
like the most. Mm-hmm. And a big smile.
Oh, yes. Obviously, yes. Always.
Thank you so much for joining us at SBS today. We wish you all the best for future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.